19th, the Rebbetzin asked me to announce. Okay, now back to the sugya. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, when he was asking the kasha that we dealt with for a while last week, about whether or not you should learn a Kal V'chomer to say Holchum Mamon Acharov, and how that contradicts Shmuel's opinion, suggests the following suggestion. Well, maybe one could decipher as follows. The Gemara learns a Kal V'chomer on Daf Gimel Mabez to the case of Rov by Dayanim, which is a certain type of Rov. And maybe the only source that we have, and maybe the Kal V'chomer is limited to that type of Rov. What type of Rov does Tosfos say is the case of Rov by Dayanim? Aruba de blank Kamon. Aruba? The Issa Kamon. Aruba that's in front of you. Aruba that's apparent. Aruba that's tangible. Aruba that I can count up the numbers and tally it up in front of my face. And that is a Rov that we follow. But maybe Shmuel doesn't follow Rov, is talking about Aruba the Leisa Kamon. Says Tosos that can't be. Why can't that be, Ezra?
Because we know from a Gemara somewhere else that it doesn't work like that.
We know from a Gemara on Daf Samach Tesamet Aleph that says by Dina Nefashos, even Aruba de Lesa Kamon, we follow a Rove, even a statistical Rove by Dina Nefashos, so the same should carry over through the Kal V'chomer to Dina Mominus as well. But in theory, Tosos was willing to be Mechalik before Tosfos threw that out, and even a Havamina Shebahavamina in a Tosfos is very important, that logically I'm going to decipher between Aruba de Issa and Aruba de Lesa Kamon, that Aruba de Issa is much blank over Aruba de Lesa, is much stronger Aruba de Lesa, and therefore the road that's in front of you, the road that's tangible, the road that you can count up, that's apparent, that's Issa Kamon, exists by Dini Mamanis, whereas Ruben de Lesa does not exist by Dini Mamanis. So if I would have to ask the Shitas HaTosfos, if I want to make a chart, which one's stronger, Ruben de Lesa or Ruben de Issa, Tosfos would tell me a Ruben de Issa is a stronger room. And this theory of Tosfos is backed up by a Gemara Beferish in Meseches Chulin. The Gemara in Meseches Chulin, talking about that famous Gemara, how I know that if I want to whack my father, if I want to punch him, I'm chayev misa. The Gemara says, how do you know that you follow Rov? So the Gemara brings a source, and the Gemara says, no. We weren't asking about the pashut thing of Ruba de Issa Kamon. But a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, a Rov that's not apparent, a Rov that's not clear, right? How do you know that you follow such a Rov? So what's the Gemara clearly implying? The lumdis of the Gemara in Chulin is that Aruba, the Issa Kamon, is more pasha than Aruba, the Lesa Kamon. Backed up by who? By our Tosfos. The Tosfos came from the Gemara in Chulin. That seems to be the lashon of the Gemara in Chulin Yud-Alef. Right, Abitan? It's clear, right? Yet, at the end of the day, in the Maskonas HaGemara, in the conclusion, when the Gemara, bottom line, learns that we do follow Rov, both types of Rovs, in Halacha, what does the Gemara in Chulin say? That you even follow Aruba de Lesa Kamon. Like Rashi says on Yud Beis, even in a case of an islandess that most women statistically don't turn into be an islandess, they become gedolim and they have regular simani gadlas at a normal time, and you don't have to worry about it. And Rashi says, bottom line, the conclusion of the Gemara is that we follow Aruba de Lesa Kamon as well. Rashi says, how do I know that that's the conclusion? Rashi says, because I have a what? And then Rashi says, Inami Abitan, I have a pasuk. Which pasuk? Acher Rabin Lahatis.
Rashi says, Lemaskonis HaGemara, in the conclusion that the Gemara derives, that not only we follow Rove by a Ruva that's a parent, that's an Isa Kamon, but even by a Rove that's less a Kamon, Rashi quotes two sources for such a din. Either a new source, Halacha L'Moshe Misina, or that very, very same pasuk that you learn a Ruva de Isa, or you learn a Ruva de Lesa. Same pasuk. Yesh lachkor. I have a chakira on my hands, or those up. I want to know the following din. When the Gemara derives, and the Gemara in Chulin, that yes, we follow Rove when it comes to statistics, or when it comes to an apparent Rove. Bein aruba de isa, bein aruba de lesa, you follow it, Morrison. But I want to know, that initial Havamina the Gemara on Chulin Adaf Yud Aleph from an Aleph, in the beginning of the Sugya of Rov, that the Gemara distinguished between a Ruba de Isa and a Ruba de Lesa, is that Kayam Ada Yom Hazeh on November 22nd?
23rd.
Is it that once we have a source for a Ruba de Lesa, so then, Ruben the Lesa and Ruben the Isa are equal in capacity and strength? Or is it that no, the initial Havamina of the Gemara is correct? One is stronger than the other, yet we happen to have sources to derive each one. Raboisai. Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Daf Gimel Amud Beis clearly learned the Maskonas HaGemara of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph in Chulin, how? And how, what would possibly back up the Tosfos? That at the end of the day, even though you found a source for a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, it might be a separate source. It might not be the same Tosfos, but it might be from a Halacha L'Moshe Misina, like Rashi suggests. But one would suggest that if you're learning it from the same pasuk, then lechora, they should be equal, lemaskono, and the Havaman in our Gemara is back down. Raboisai, who else is similar to the rationale of the Shitas HaToisis on the Gimel Mevi's in Sanhedrin, the most mundish HaToisis in this Masechta? That we find a similar shita in the Shita Mekubetzes in Baba Basra. Says the Halakha Shita Mekubetzes in Baba Basra. That which Shmuel says, Einoch B'momon Achar Arov, the Shmuel that we spend so much time with, Einoch B'momon Achar Arov, says the Shita Mekubetzes, what?
What does Shita Mekubetzes say? Don't think that that's always. It's only by a Ruv Del Vesa, like Shmuel was talking about. What do most people buy their ox and their sheep and their bulls for? But if it's a robe that's in front of you, then you follow a robe. Who clearly disagrees with the Shita Mekubetzes? Our Tosfos. Our Tosfos rejects the Shita Mekubetzes. He suggested such an idea.
What does he do with the Gemara
in Sanhedrin and Samachas?
Who argues?
Now make his talk along this.
Tosfos says such a suggestion is not possible. Because what? There's a Beferish Gemara on Samach Tes that says even a Ruba de Lesa applies to Dina Nefashos. So how can the Shita Mekubetzes take Tosa's suggestion and run with it? La Halacha. You hear the Kasher Rabosai?
What's the which?
Tosa, yes, let's say everything outside. The Gemara in our Daf Dima Omabeh says that by Dina Mamanus we follow Rov from a Kal V'Chomer from Dina Nefashos. Right? But that's what type of rove Aruba de Isa come on. That's a rove that's in front of you, counting up the Dayanim. Say Tosos, aye, but it's against Shmuel's klal that ain't holchem a moment achar rove. Says Tosfos, maybe one could suggest the following distinction. Maybe Shmuel is limiting rove in the area of Ruba de Lesa when the rove is not apparent, it's a statistical rove. Maybe it's not, he's not saying it when it comes to Ruba de Isa, which is what Argamar is dealing with. Tosos rejects that and says that's not possible because I have a source of a statistical rove by Dinei Nefashos that I should apply the Kal V'Chomer again. Comes along the Shita Mekubetzes and says in Baba Basra on Shmuel's statement that when Shmuel says Ein Ochma Menachah Rov, he only applies it that we don't follow a Ruba de Lesakam on a statistical Rov, but he does follow a Ruba de Isa, exactly like Tosos wanted to suggest, but Tosos threw it out from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Tes. So Freck Mickey Levinson, I don't understand. What is the Shita Mekubetzes going to do with Tosos' rejection that it's apparent from the Gemara on Samach Tes that Ruba de Lesa exists by Dinei Nefashos? You hear the Kasha Abidan? I hear the kasha. That's a gavaldik kasha. But before we get to the Mickey's kasha, which is a gavaldik kasha, I want to just point out that both the Shita and Tosos clearly learned the Gemara in Chulin, like which day in Rashi, that the source of Ruba de Lesa is what? Halacha l'moshe b'sinai, not the same source as Ruba de Isa, and therefore they're not equivalent la'alacha, and therefore when I walk around outside of the sugya, when I'm done and I walk to my car, and I start thinking, is Ruba de Isa, Ruba de Lesa equal? So I'm going to say, well, the Shita Mekubetzes and Tosfos and Sanhedrin Gemara Beis say that they're not. And l'chora, they hold like Rashi and Chulin and Daf Yud Beis and Aleph that learns it out from Halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Good? But we didn't answer Mickey's question. What does he do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin that seems to apply Ruba de Lesa by Dinei Nefashos, and therefore the logic should be to apply the Kal v'chomer equally even to a Ruba de Lesa Kama.
Can you say the Shita says one more time?
Shita says that Shmuel's limiting statement that by Mammon you don't follow Rov is only by a Ruba de Lesa, not by a Ruba de Isa. Exactly like our Tosfos, except our Tosfos doesn't stick with it Lamaskana because the Gemara clearly applies Ruba de Lesa by Dinei Nefashos, and therefore he thinks the Kal v'chomer should apply.
He makes a behavioral mistake.
Right.
You don't have a problem with Tosfos. We answered last week that it's a Teva verse.
That's the answer of Tosfos why we don't follow Mammon Achar Rov. That's a new answer. But the Shita is saying La Halacha.
No,
I have a problem with the Shita. Yeah. Vada.
100%.
But now we have a problem with the Shita. Rabbi, this idea, in the world and the camp of distinguishing between a Ruba the Lesa and Ruba the Isa, so the two options so far on the table are as follows. Either they're equal and they're learned out from the same pasuk, or what's my other option? Which one's lower? Ruba de Lesa. Comes along the Gemara B'Metzia and says as follows. You have a mitzvah that when you have behemoths that are kosher and they're born, You should every year separate the 10th animal that walks through the corral. Let's say this is a big. I don't even know what it's. Steinberg, help me. What do you call this? Barn.
A pen.
A pen even applies to like animals.
Yeah.
Or just chickens.
No,
you don't really know.
Chicken's a coop.
Oh, you're from Cleveland. Okay, good. So let's say I'm in Cleveland. I have a lot of kosher animals, and in my pen there are a lot of animals here. Okay, now Abitan, watch what happens. Okay, this doesn't happen in Lawrence, but it happens in Cleveland. Okay, so now the doorway and the pen door. Good, guys. Max Harvey. So now the animals walk through, and that's how I count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The 10th one, I take a red marker, and I put it on him, and that's the one that's going to go for the Meiser and going to be brought as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what happens? So now they're sitting over here. Everyone else, the 1,000 behemoths, are now sitting in the pen, okay? Imagine. This is Mamshin Lama's backyard. Now, watch. Now, one of the ones that were counted, the 9 others, jump in, says the Gemara Mamzita, Mishnah and Meiser Behema, jump back in to the pen. Okay? Says the Gemara, every one that's going to now walk out from the door, the pen door, is now going to be Pater. There's no more Meiser Behema. Why? Because the Mishnah says, because you can't count anymore. Because maybe
The one that's going to be that counted is one that was counted already that shouldn't count for the new count. Count, count, count. So therefore, the Mishnah says that it doesn't count. Got it? So therefore, the Mishnah says that the whole din of Ma'aser Behema doesn't apply, and all the animals are putter from Ma'aser Behema. One second, let me finish this. That's what the Mishnah says, that's the din.
Shouldn't do it again.
Shouldn't do it again, you're putter. Once it got mixed up with that one that was counted, the Mishnah says you're putter. That's the halacha. Son of Blake, it's an exciting halacha. So now, Tosfos asks a kashim, but Metzia, why? Didn't you ever hear of a concept? Didn't you ever go to BNP Plus? Didn't you ever hear of a concept of rov? Didn't you ever hear that halacha values rov? That when there's a mixture and some trade falls in, as long as there's enough of a significant amount, we'll have to learn how much, but there's halacha that's predicated off of the halacha that you follow majority? Didn't you ever hear of the halacha that you follow majority, the dayanim? Don't you ever know that you follow rov? Ask Tosfos Mamitzia. Why shouldn't rov apply over here? And Pashtus are majority of the scenarios, you're not going to have a problematic animal that was counted already. So why doesn't it count? And Tosfos leaves off in a question.
Most of the scenarios or most of the animals?
Most of the animals.
I mean, I thought it specifically questions, why don't you just do butt of a rove here? That's not necessarily the same thing as not following a rove, like, with Dianin. Isn't it?
It's all learned out from the same source. It's all learned out from the same source. I mean, it's all based on Achri Amahat.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what they say. Follow Rove over here. Rove's going to help you.
Right.
But you say the case, right? So it's every 10, right? And then one of the ones that you already counted jumps to the ones that aren't counted
right.
yet.
And now they're all putter.
Now they're all putter.
Why? But Pashtus is that it's not. It's going to be Baltel Rove. And it's not going to be the one that you're going to count. If it's Niker, it's not going to count. Obviously, we have a way that we're not going to know. So says the Shev Shmaitzer. You have to listen carefully. Says the Shev Shmaitzer that when the Torah said the din of Meiser Behema, Max Harvey, the Torah said Asiri. You have to have the 10th animal. Asiri means...
The Shita says it.
Oh, the Shita. The Shaitza quotes from the Shita. I'm sorry. The Shaitza quotes from the Shita. Asiri. Asiri vadayam rachmana below Asiri suffix. What does that mean?
Has to be definite.
Has to be definite. When you count, says the Shita Mkubetzes, it's not considered a counting if it's a counting of question. If it's a questionable counting, if it's only considered a mistar and a cheshbon based on rove and majority, says the Shita Mekubetzes, that's not a mistar and a siri vadai, a tenth animal. You better be sure that it's ten. And if it's not bevadaos, with certainty, then that's not considered a counting. One of the reasons that Bar Avram asked the Kasha, when it comes to Sfiras HaEmer, why don't we count the Sfeika D'Yoma, just like we keep Yontav Sheni for a Sfeika D'Yoma? Says the Bar Avram, very similar to the Shita Mekubetzes, it's a counting. You can't have a counting, but there is a Sfeik. Counting has to be Vada. Asiri Vada Yamarachmana Velo Asiri Sfeik. Says the Shev Shmaitza, in Shmaitza, Bez Tesvov, that Shita Mekubetzes is all true when it comes to what? Aruba de Issa Kamon. A rove that's in front of you. A rove that's apparent. A rove that's being bottled with the other animals that we see that is now getting swallowed up. That there, it's in front of your face. However, says the Shev Shmaitzel, when it comes to Aruba de Lesa, if you would have theoretically a case of a statistical rove, if you would want to know whether or not that is a din vadai or it's a suffix, says the Shev Shmaitzer, Aruba de Lesa, come on, that's a statistical rove.
That's Ke'ilu, it's even Vadai. That's a super rove. That's so strong that once statistics tells you that most girls do not become islandesses, or most women give birth after 9 months, or most Aiden mess up about knowing about whether or not it's in a leap month or not, and therefore the drishas and chakiras are going to be off by one day, like all the lists that I just listed off for you from the Gemara and Sanhedrin Samach Tes, which are cases of Rub de Lesakamon. So then says the Chef Shmaitza, that will be even a Vadai. That's not even a suffix. And therefore, says the Shmaitza, in a Mamzer Shaila, where the Torah says that Mamzer Vadai Amar Rachmana v'lo Mamzer Safik, if you have a question whether or not this kid is a Mamzer, says the Shev Shmaitza LaHalacha, if you're relying on Aruba de Isakamon, he's not going to be a Mamzer according to the Torah, because it's going to be a Mamzer Safik. However, if it's Aruba de Lesakamon that's making him a Mamzer, then guess what? Zuk, this is a Mamzer Vadai. And the Shita Mekubetzes' distinction would not hold true to a statistical rule. Rabosai, the Shev Shmaitza is clearly taking what? The opposite approach of any of the Rishonim that we've seen up until now. The Shev Shmaitza is assuming that what is happening? That Reisa is stronger. Clearly, the Shev Shmaitza is at least going to say that they're learned out from the same pasuk, and the Gemara went the opposite approach of what it presented in the Havamin and the Chulin Yud Aleph. It's an unbelievable chiddush of the Shmaitza, and he's going to pasul a mamzer based on this. That a statistical rov, according to the Balak Tzoisa Chosh, according to the Shev Shmaitza, is even stronger than what Aruba de Issa. Because by Aruba de Issa, at least you have the suffix in your face. You have a miyut, you have a rove, and you know that it's kayam. It's right in front of you. But when you're dealing with Aruba de Lesakamon, it's a statistical rove, that statistics and umdana is so strong that will now be a halachic reality to be b'teras vadai, to aser a mamzer, and to count as a din b'teras vadai, and not even being a ledas ha-suffix in areas of halacha. Then I needed to be a Vadai. You got that, Savitsky? I don't think he got it. And Spurn's not even here.
What does he do with the Gemara on Gimel?
What's the problem with the Gemara on the Gimel?
Doesn't say that Isa's.
Whoa. What Gemara? Not in my Gemara. In your Gemara? Do you have another Gerson Argamar?
I think so.
What Argamar say? What Argamar say?
Didn't we have a Gemara that said Isa?
Tosis implied it.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Hulin, yeah. No, yeah. So he learns Lamaskonis HaGemara. When the Gemara proves Ruba de Lesa, the Gemara just went opposite extremes. We found a source for Ruba de Lesa, and now I'm telling you, a statistical row is even stronger. I would never have said this on my own. Rabosa, what do you think about it? I want to know your own, forget all the sources. What do you think? Zook, if I would ask you right now, a statistical row? Or Ruba de Issa, which one's stronger?
Ruba de Issa.
Ruba de Issa. That's because you learned the Gemara pulling it off.
Also logically.
Yeah? No, yeah, everyone agrees?
No.
I'm not sure.
In terms of a base then, of course.
I'm not sure.
I'd say Lessa.
You would say Lessa?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, Zook might be right because in front of you, that seems to be the proof to be kind. Andy, what do you say?
Everyone go around.
I think Issa also.
Issa? Because it's apparent?
You see it, it's right there. It's not like some stat someone else calculated.
So you guys are Shita Mekubetzes Tosus Yidin.
There's no way to mess that up.
Rashi Yud Bey is the same possible. Yeah, Gary? You're a Shmaitza Yid?
I think Lesa.
Shmaitza. So you're Shmaitza Yid. Say, yeah.
So it's a Kafka.
About Tosus. We're by your lib, yeah?
There's going to be more. It's probably going to be more. There's a bigger sample.
There's a bigger sample.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with the whole Velt, the whole world.
It's a Kafka, no?
Interesting. Kafka?
You got to go to the Kafka and ask the YP guys.
Okay. Yeah. But we have sources also to back it up.
Is the Issa, I'm only talking about the case where it's a base then.
I do.
What?
I do.
I'm talking about the case where it's a base then. That's why I would say the Issa.
What?
You have a base in that pasuk in the Shiloh right in front of you.
Even not. Let's say it's Tes Chanuyos. It's 9 stores.
I doubt it.
10 stores.
I think in that case, the Loisa would be.
Why? What's the difference? The Rove is not stronger, unless you have Reb Chaim's Lomdus from Thursday, that the means Kamishaino. Forget all of that. The Rove of a Dionys, unless you hold of that Lomdus, squirrel. If a Rove of Dionys versus a Rove of stores, there's no difference. They're both Rube D'Issa. No? Without the Lomdus of Reb Chaim, if we would ignore that Lomdus, and we'd go like the Ritva, right? So we would say that the Roves are, they're both Rube D'Issa, come as they're equally as powerful. Equally as strong. So Rabbi Yisai, it's unbelievable. You have Shitas Min HaKotza LaKotza. I'm not sure. I have a svara of how the Shmaitza could even still fit into our thesis. I asked a few people if they thought, I think Rabbi Twersky thought that they were arguing. Isaac Solovsky also thought they were arguing. I thought that there was a possible way to be machalik and to say maybe even the Shmaitza can fit into the thesis, but I'm going to leave it right now as a machalik.
How does he answer the question about the Mishia, though? How does he answer the question? How does the Shmaitza answer the question?
He says that it's not going to help you for Meiser Behema. Why? Because for Meiser Behema, what do you need? You need Vadai. Asiri Vadai Yom Rachman, Velo Asiri Safi. The tent has to be a minion, a mispar, a counting, a vada. Right?
Ruben the Issa is not going to help you for that. Ruben the Issa, at the end of the day, might be a robe. It might tell you that the food that you're eating is kosher. But it's still the same. There's still a meat in there. It's not 100%. And therefore, for the criteria of the Torah, that I need a mamzer vadai or I need an asiri vadai for Meiser Behema, it's not going to cut it.
But you would say vadai works by Ruben the Issa? He said that's 100%?
Yes.
How should I say that's 100%? Like, it's clearly not 100%. He thinks that it is. He thinks that he will assert a marriage based on that. By definition, you can't marry this girl because he's a mom's heiress. By definition, it's not. Like, if it's statistically, like the majority do, then isn't that inherently not 100%? He thinks that that's not the suffix between them. That's not in front of you.
So therefore, you can walk around this world and say, based on statistics, I have a minion b'teres v'adai. Fascinating to me. Because the Rube Dalesa is so much stronger, we treat it as if it's not even a suffix.
But Raboisai, Raboisai, Raboisai. At the end of the day, how do we do with Mikki's copy? Let's get back to the Shita Mekubetza. Shita Mekubetza says, I hold of the first camp. I'm a fan of Ruben the Lessa being weaker than Ruben the Issa, like you learned in the Beferish Gemara and Chulin Yad Aleph. Don't give me Shef Schmeitzes. Steinberg's not into it. There's a suffix. And Pashtus of the Gemara is that a Ruben the Issa is stronger than a Ruben the Lessa. Ad kedei kach, that the Shita Mekubetzes wants to say that Shmuel's statement of Ein Hoch Monachar Arov was only by Ruben the Lessa. But by Ruben the Issa, you do follow Mammon, based on a roof. And that's the world of Dionys. But we asked, once you say that by Dina Nefashos, you have a source for Ruben the Lessa, like Tosis and Sanhedrin and Gimel and Beis tells us, so then shouldn't that same logic through the Kal v'Chomer apply to Mammon as well? Like Tosis disproved this suggestion? So how does the Shita Mekubetzes live with the suggestion and the Tosfos on Gimel Mavez deflates the suggestion, Habitan? You got a migraine or something? So he's a good guy. He's becoming one of the chever. So says, it's a hard time. Lawrence, we don't let in right away, but it's a little slow. Says the Shita Mekubetzes. Says me. This is what I'm talking about. You have to be mechalik. Rabbo said we have to analyze the Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Tesa Min Aleph. And with this, I close the sugya, feta complete. But it's a gevaldik makim apatish, and it really is an independent answer to the whole sugya. And it doesn't have to be specifically to resolve the Shita Mekubetzes. Rabbo said what I'm about to present to you is an independent answer to every question that we've asked from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Tesa Min Aleph. Again, let's get the chain reaction.
We have a Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis says whatever exists by Dinei Nefashos is the Kal V'Chomer that we should apply to Dinei Mamonos. Max Harvey. Therefore, says Tosos, if you want to say that Aruba de Lessa is weaker than Aruba de Isa, clearly holding like the first day in Rashi and Chulin on Daf Yud Beis, if that's the case, so then it's not going to jive because we have a source by Dinei Nefashos that we borrow Aruba de Lessa. So therefore, Tosus threw out that chiluk, even though in Svari he's mechalik between Ruba de Les and Ruba de Isa, he says, bottom line, but whatever applies to Dinei Mamash, Dinei Fashas is going to apply to Dinei Mamash. Yet, we found the Shita Mugubetzes, we found people that want to stick with that chiluk. So then what do we do?
Comes along the Gemara in Ksubis, and Daf Tes Vav and Mabez. And the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Tes Vav and Mabez, says that if you have a town that has rove Jews and mir goyim, so the Gemara says, you give back the Aveda. Because the Stoma, you'll be mekayim hashavas Aveda, even though you don't know for sure that this person is Jewish. Right? It says Tosfos over there, and Daf Tes Vav and Beis, let me not believe this. This Gemara is even going according to Shmuel. Why? You're following Rove by Mammon? Shmuel doesn't follow Rove by Mammon. Shmuel holds Ein Holchim Mammon Achar Rove. How could this Gemara in Ksubis tell you that there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda over here, which is in Yoni Mammon, because it says it even applies in Shmuel's world? What's Pshat? So I'm going to tell you Pshat. I'm going to tell you the Pshat according to the Shev Shmaitza, a different Shmaitza, the Baal Ketzos HaChoshen. And he tells us a major, major Yisoid. And he quotes a Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin that you guys are not going to believe. Ben, you ready for this? Abitam, listen up. You're going to like this one.
He quotes a who?
He quotes a Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin on the bottom of the Marmar Koimis, Sanhedrin Tezayin Vav. Perek Tezayin Aloch Vav. Larry, ready? What's that luck in the following case? To give Malkus and to kill a person, or let's talk about Malkus. How many Edom do I need in order to give Malkus, Lautman?
Two.
Two Edom, right? If you eat non-kosher, you can get Malkus, right? If two Edom see you eating non-kosher, you can get Malkus, right? Yeah, Abitan, good. No trick questions. Straight up. An Ein Echad walked in yesterday and told me that this is treif, Rabbi. Oh, I'm staying away. I'm not bringing that to the Mo'av Malka. This is treif. Why? What's the reason I believe one Ein Echad? Ein Echad Neman Bisurim. One witness is in the world of Kashrus, your mother's Neman, to say that she's feeding you kosher food. Your wife is Neman to tell you that she went to the mikvah and she's Tahora. Ein Echad Neman Bisurim. You don't need two Edom for that. I have a wife. We had a world that we need two Edom for that. Ein Echad Neman Bisurim. Right? Good. Straight up. Good. Comes along the Rambam and says, if one aid yesterday told us that this was the Nevela, and now Abitan came in here and ate this today, and Zook and Spitz watched it, and gave him Asra, and gave him a warning, guess what? Malkus.
I understand. Steiner, that makes sense to you? I understand. That makes no sense.
Because ultimately, why are you giving Malkus? Based on one aid. One aid doesn't work for Malkus, Morisit. What in the world is going on in this Rambam?
Yeah,
Ben. I was wondering if you can repeat Ketuvos.
The Gemara in Ksubis says that if I have a town that I don't know, if the person who owns this lost item, I'm not sure who claims that it's his, and he gave simonim, I'm questioning whether or not he's a goy or he's a Jew. Namely, do I have the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda to give back the mammon to him or not? And the Gemara says, you should follow the majority in the town, Savitsky. And therefore, I'm on you like a drone. And therefore, the Gemara says, give back the money. And Tosfos says that Gemara is even going according to Shmuel, who usually says, don't follow Rove in the world of Mammo. Why, Ben? Why? I want to know why.
If it's a rov and it's the world of Mammon, why are you following rov? Say that maybe this person is not Jewish and therefore I should not give back the money. It's rov. It's Mammon. Lat me. You got the kasha? And it's the same. And similarly, I have a second question. Why am I able to give Abitan Malkis based on one Eid Echa that said it was treif? I don't care what Zuk and Spitz saw. Their Eidus is only relevant once you accept an Eid Echa. So effectively, you're giving Malkus based on one Eid. And this is a Rav Rambam. He's telling us the Halach over here. You hear the Kasha? Two people saw what? Saw garnish, saw an Eid Echad thing. They saw nothing. You can't tell me that this is Nevela meat. Says the Rambam, I'll tell you why. And Rabbo say, I want you, each and every one of you, to look up this Rambam and this Shmaitza tomorrow. I don't care what sugir we're doing. This is a maramukum for you for the rest of your life. Make sure you look this up. Take me seriously. Says the Rambam, the Rava Rambam, the Heilige Rambam, Marana Rambam, and Ha'isr Be'ed Echod Yuchzok. There's a difference between the Eidus and the Maisa Avera, and there's a difference between the status and creating the Chefetz of the Yisur. The Torah only told us you need two Eidim when you're talking about the Maisa Avera. But in order to set up the category and to be machzik that there's an iser there to actually decipher whether or not something's mutter or aser, that is already registered based on one aid. Says the Rambam, you can now walk up to a woman with one aid, say that she was a zona, and now if a Kohen sleeps with her, he can get malchus in front of two aidim. Because the iser becomes halachic status and yuchzak ha'iser be'ed echad. That becomes registered in the halachic process and the iser is muchzak, Max Harvey, with one eid echad. Now, since that is registered, from now on, if two eidim now witness a maisa avira that applies to this individual, they'll get mumps. Got it? Yeah?
This is all assuming that you have. Does the guy need to bring proof that that's a nevela? He can just say this is a nevela, and then it's
as long as one eight echad said it's a nevela, so the guy's getting malchus.
If I just walk in anyone's house and say this food that your wife cooked is nevela,
and then the next day, if two people saw him eating nevela and gave hasra, then yeah, they get malchus.
Even if there's proof that it's not nevela,
if you have proof that you can go against an eight echad, then that's a different story. But if you don't have proof, yeah, malchus. Or if you have another eight, yeah. Says the Gemara, that's the Chiddush of the Rambam. And it applies in the areas of Ishus, of wives, of Zonas, of Znus, all these halachos. The Isser is being muchzak with one aid, and now that's halachic category relevant for my Saveras that now could be testified by two aid. You got it, Abitan? Says the Shev Shmaitza, I can use this to resolve all the questions that we have. Just like the Rambam says that there is an Eid Echad that can set up a status that's now going to be relevant afterwards for the future, a priori, so too you can resolve all the questions. When the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Samech Tes Amud Aleph was saying what? That I want to know a priori beforehand. Are we dealing with an Eishes Ish? Is this woman an islandess? Is this a person's father for Maka Behema? For Maka Aviv, sorry. All of the roves that the Gemara is listing are what? Are roves that come prior to the Eidus about the Maisa Avera, about the Avera itself. It's a rove that's registering the fact Steinberg. And then afterwards, the Eidus is now coming into fruition. Says the Shmaitza, that's exactly the same idea that the Rambam is telling you that one Eid Echad could create a Nevela, that now you're going to have two Eidim that can now testify based on that registering of the facts. So just because a rove
thought you were kidding.
No, that was good. No, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Oh, I broke my fault.
Woo!
That would be awesome if I would have said no, that was all shtick. No, that was real.
Woo!
You know what that reminded me of?
No.
What I told you yesterday.
Which was?
The, what's it called, those machines?
Oh, the hoverboard, yeah, when you find
it. I just flipped on one of those.
You did one of those?
Don't go up.
My nephew from Florida brought one up from Florida and told me to try it.
Illegal.
And I went, woo! Even worse than that.
New York.
I just saw one. I saw one yesterday. Chevra says the Shev Shmaitza. When it comes to the Rove of the Gemara, the Gemara was not telling you that you can decipher the halacha based on the Rove. All the Gemara was telling you was what? The Rove is acting a priori. The Rove is collecting the facts. The Rove is telling you whether or not is there an HS Ish over here, or is she an Iloness? Is the father actually the father now that when I have a future to aid him that tell me that this guy hit this guy, he actually hit his father? That's tantamount, and that's similar to an aid echad registering the facts that now when two aid him, now comment on the Maisa Avira. But these roves are not what's telling me the Psak Halacha and telling me about the Maisa Avira. So the criteria that's necessary to decipher this Halacha doesn't have to be as strong. Yeah.
Rove doesn't paskin
then? No.
What about the high
level? The Edom are paskining. In every one of those cases, the Edom are paskining. Rove is telling me details about the story that now the Edom could work off of.
Based on
Shaka? What?
So why didn't he base on Yota?
Not the Rove of Dayanim. The Rove in the Gemara on Sinai of Test. The Lesa. Dafka, the cases of the Rove of Lesa.
It's just the halachic reality and then Edom comes.
Exactly. That's the Shmaitzes Gam. That's going to help you in the world of Ksubis as well. Rove is not telling me, the Hachra in the Mammon of Hashava Saveda. Rove is just telling me a fact that this person is probably Jewish. And then the mitzvah of Hashem Saveda goes on its own. So as long as Rove is working a priori, just to telling me, you know, steps and details about the case, that now we could just be machzik certain criteria and certain halachas, and Rove isn't the machria, so then Rove, in such scenarios, is not necessarily going to be as much of a reality. Yet when the Shita Mekubetzes was talking about Shmuel's cases, Rove was being the Hachra. Rove as being the Hachra, that's something which is not found in Mammon.
What's the case of
that? That's the case of whether or not this is a Mekachtos or not. Whether or not, why did he buy this animal for?
That's something that wasn't love?
That's not something a priori. That's what's telling me the Halacha in this case. Is it a Mekachtos or not? We're only relying on Rove. So then, Ruba de Issa is actually stronger than Ruba de Lesa.
That's still a reality beforehand.
No, because in the cases of the Gemara and Sanhedrin, it is a reality beforehand, but it's also a reality now. That's what's calling whether or not we had a Mekach over here. Is it a Mekach Tos or not? So this is the Hachra. This is what's going to be the deciphering agent. Rove and not. And on that, the Shita Mekubetzes says, a Ruba de Lesa is not strong.
And seeing if the father is really the father.
But just because the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells you that it exists in Dinei Nefashos, but that's not the only thing that's existing in Dinei Nefashos. It's just acting as a precondition in order that now the Edom can work off of that, and that's not parallel to the case of the Gemara in Baba Basra, where it's being and acting as an absolute Hachra, and therefore the Shita Mekubetzes stands strong, and the Shita Mekubetzes tells me that when it's acting as a rachra, the only thing that can be machriya on its own is a Ruba de Issa and not a Ruba de Lesa, like Dayonim. But a Ruba de Lesa cannot be a machriya. We have a Gemara in Sanhedrin that tells me Ruba de Lesa can exist in the world of Dinei Nefashos. Yeah, can exist as a registering agent and a registering criteria of details in order for the Edom to work off of that. But not necessarily does the Gemara ever say that a Ruba de Lesa ever has on its own the ability to be machria. And therefore,
argues the Shev Shmaitza based on the Rambam, the answer to all of our kashas of Ruba de Lesser, Ruba de Isa, don't ask me any kashas from Sanhedrin Samach Tes, because Sanhedrin Samach Tes is not a rove that's machria, it's a rove that's just being mevarer the status, rove that's being mevarer the elements of the case, but not that actually at the end of the day is what is being deciphered, the deciphering agent. So therefore, Rabosai, all the kashas fall away. We're Miyashiva Gemara and Subas, Miyashiva Gemara and Sanhedrin, Miyashiva Gemara and Babasar, Miyashiva Tosin and Sanhedrin. We just answered everything in one fell swoop with this Yisod of the Rambam. We answered the Shittim Kubetzes, the kasha we had on the Shittim Kubetzes, because we were machalik between roves. Rabosai, I want to say over something that I heard from Rav Naftali Yeager, the Yashiva of Shayosh. He said that in the time of Rabbi Kiva Eger, there was a famous kasha that was going around on Parshas Emor. The din is, Rabbeinu Tam writes, I'm not going to tell you the details of Rabbeinu Tam because it's a little too complicated, but Rabbeinu Tam writes in Chulin, Rabbeinu Tam writes in Sanhedrin, that Rov cannot be used to switch someone's Misa from one Misa, from Saif to Chenek, or from Sreif to Skila. The punishment of an individual cannot change based on a rov. That's what Tosa says. Not the rov of Dayanan. And obviously, what? Ir Nidachas. Is it Akasha? What's Rabbeinu Tam going to do with Ir Nidachas?
It's not Shem Ir Nidachas. That's what we did, no?
I have to think about it. Let me think about that. That's the Lashon of Tosas and Chulin. Ein Mishana Mimisa Mimisa Lamisa from rov. So the Kushis, Ha'olam, the Achronim, the Nesivis, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Shmaitza, all of them are asking this Kasha. This was what was in the papers. It wasn't about whether you can have women Orthodox rabbis, but rather it was about whether or not you could change Mimisa Lamisa about from a roof. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, I don't understand. When you have a girl who's Mizana, she's a Bas Kohen, she was engaged to a man, and she's a Bas Kohen. A Nara Marasa, a regular woman, a Bas Yisrael, gets what Misa if she's Mizana? The halacha is she gets Skila. Okay? That's a Nara Marasa. A regular married woman who's Mizana gets Chenek, strangulation, but a Nara Marasa who didn't finish and didn't do Nisuin yet, and she's a Nara, then she gets what? She gets Skila. But if she's a Bas Kohen, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, actually, that she gets Sreif. Okay? So the Gemara, the Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the following question. I don't understand Rabbeinu Tam. How is it that we're switching from the Misa of Skila to the Misa of Sreifa if you only don't know who her father is through the Gemara in Chulin that tells you only know your father through a roof? So you're changing Mimisa Lamisa through a rove. Everyone hear the kasha? That was Reb Kiveger's kasha. That was what was on all the newsletters. So said comes the Achronim and they say, it's not a kasha. You're not being machria based on a rove. You're figuring out who her father is in all areas of halacha. That's going to be the one that's going to say Baruch Shepetrani. That's going to be the one that's going to be the one who's going to be Chayv and Chinuch. That's going to be the one who's going to be in Chayav for Mikal of Vivimo. That's going to be the father. We're figuring out a status in Halacha. We're being Machzik and Isser through a rove. And now we're working based on evidence once we were Machzik that Isser. Just like the Eid Echad can work to put the status of this piece of meat, so too a rove can be relevant to a priori set up the status of this woman. Is she a Bas Kohen or a Bas Yisrael? But now afterwards, the Eidos is what's going to be Mashana Mimisa Lamisa. So that's not a kash on Rabbeinu Tam. Exactly what the Shmaitza is saying over here to explain the Lumdis and the Yisod of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that it's not a kash on the Shittim Mekubetzes. The Shmaitza doesn't even ask on the Shittim Mekubetzes. I'm using the Shmaitza to answer the Shittim Mekubetzes. What the Shmaitza uses, and he applies the Shittas HaRambam to answer the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samach Tesam Abeis, why it's different than all other roves, and therefore we're saving the Shita Pubetzes, that's also going to answer all of these Achronim's Kasha from the case of Baskoyin, which is going to be your Dvar Torah at your meal, and Parshas Emor, and the Rambam, when it comes Sa Isser, the Eidach Ad Yuchsuk, Rabbi Isai, Mazel Tov. We were just Messiahing the sugya of Ein Holchim Omen Acharov. I hope you don't lose this notebook, because these Yisodos, these Klolim, these Shmaitzes, these Ksoses, these Kuntches Asvekis, these Nesivises, these Reb Chaims are Yisodos for the rest of your life. If you didn't get it now, if you're missing bits and pieces, make sure you get it. You don't want to lose it.
Thank you.